please feel free to call Supervisor Mercurini. Thank you very much.
Next, I would like to introduce Lindsay Comey of the Feminist Women's Choice Clinic. One of the last abortion providers in the Bay Area.
West Coast feminist in the house! West Coast feminist in the house! We are standing here on the left coast, and I want to say to you, welcome. Welcome to our world. I really appreciate Baycor getting us Justin Herman Plaza again. I'm glad that we have reclaimed this territory. I am very proud as an abortion provider to say to you that we are still here. That after mayhem, bombings, harassment, intentional attack, legal attacks, we are still here. We are still here because women deserve health care. We are still here because you make that possible. We are standing proud as abortion providers, and that we understand that the real truth is that we do not live in a society that welcomes every child. And that the truth that we need to understand is that when you are pro-abortion, what you are is you are pro-woman. What you are is that you say, I absolutely trust women to make a choice for themselves. What you say is that I stand for every woman, whether she's incarcerated. We know incarceration hurts women. We know lack of health care hurts women. We know poverty hurts women, but one thing we know is that abortion helps women. Each and every day, we have to understand that 50% of all pregnancies in America are unplanned. That is a horrific statement of the lack of reproductive control that exists in our relationships. We have to understand that we have a society that allows men not to wear condoms every time they have sex and they don't want to have a child. That's institutionalized sexism. When only women are dealing the brunt of healthcare responsibility, that is institutionalized sexism. If you are not wearing a condom and you have a functioning penis, I have an unfunctioning penis I pull out of my drawer, I put a condom on it. I mean, you know. When people say to me, I can't stand all that plastic, I'm an environmentalist. I said, well, gosh, before we had condoms, we got syphilis and we died. What I'm talking about is joy. What I'm talking about is passion. We all understand how things happen. When things are really hot, it's hard to think about safe sex. So it's important that we understand that it is our right and our dignity to be passionate and orgasmic. I want to welcome every woman into orgasm. Obviously, I personally recruit, you know, as a lesbian, but what I want to say to you as a healthcare provider is that whatever floats your boat matters, and that we need to turn the abortion, love for abortion, and understand that we'll never go back to a coat hanger, but if we do, we'll use it with love, because women will be in control, even if this is the last tool we own.
Ask anybody who's on the speaker list to please come up now. We are running a little short on time. We want to make sure we have plenty of time to meet up and have a party with the other group. Yeah. Next, I would like to introduce Judith Merkinson from Gabriella Network.
Hey, everyone. Why are we here? What do we want? Joyce, when do we want it? Plan when she has children and when she doesn't?
No.
We all York City. At that time, the only places that you could get an abortion were in New York and California and a couple of other states. I was very young. I got pregnant, and I said, there is no way that I am ready to have a baby. So I went to the abortion clinic, and it was a pretty nice experience. And the thing that was so amazing about being in that abortion clinic was that there were young women from all over the country with their mothers by themselves, the quote, straightest women you have ever seen from the Midwest, and they had all come to New York because they were not ready to have children. And those women, those girls are all over this country now, and we don't want a situation where they have to come to one clinic in San Francisco or one clinic in New York. We cannot allow that to happen, and we're not going to, are we? Those people over there, they say they're pro-life, but we know that life comes from conception to birth, because once a child is born, they don't care about it any longer. Why aren't they fighting for universal health care? Why aren't they fighting for universal access to birth control? Why aren't they fighting for every child to have a right to education? Because they are not pro-life. We're pro-life. We're pro-life, we're pro-abortion, and yes, we're pro-women. Let's continue to build the biggest women feminist movement that we can. Let's rebuild this movement so that throughout this country no one will think that abortion is a tragedy. It's just another form of birth control. We ask you and Paul Gabriel and Noah to rebuild this movement, to march with us on IWD, to oppose all forms of militarism and fascism that are growing in this country, and yes, in every single way, fight for life and fight for abortion. Thank you.
I just realized I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Jean Davis from Baycor, Bay Area Coalition for Reproductive Rights. Thank you all for being here. Next, I would like to introduce Norma Gallegos, who's a member of Radical Women and a Chicana and queer rights activist.
Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Norma. I'm a member of Radical Women. Radical Women went to Reproductive Freedom Summer 2006 in Jackson, Mississippi. Young black women organized Reproductive Freedom Summer in response to religious extremists who set to terrorize the only abortion clinic in the state. Nationwide, community support ran these nasty demagogues out of town, demoralized. And the clinic stayed open. Yet here they are today in street clothes without the hood. And they've highly financed and bust their minions from all over to spew their hatred again in San Francisco. Let's show them the true meaning of a woman's right to live and choose as she desires on this 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Radical Women have played a leadership role in Baycor, and we've built strong alliances with the grassroots community. As a queer Chicana, my rights or your rights cannot be met under this capitalist system. We need a socialist system that doesn't focus on profit or faith, but focuses on people. No fundamentalist religion, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, should condemn, threaten, or kill a woman for her fundamental right to choose. Let's work together to resist the right-wing attacks against women, people of color, immigrants, queers, youth, and workers. Civil rights are human rights. Human rights are women's rights. And women's rights are full reproductive rights, including the right to an abortion. So say it with me, our bodies, our lives, our rights.